Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Kate and Isaiah Living Large. I'm Isaiah.
And I'm Kate.
And this is our very special one-year episode, our anniversary episode. I can't believe it's been a full year.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. We have done so much in this last year and so much like in the last like 2 months of time frame.
Been
crazy. This last 2 months has been just like a whirlwind of things.
I actually was surprised at how late we started last year. I realized that the impetus for this starting, like one of the main factors, is that I wanted to lose 40 pounds before my 40th birthday. And by the time we started this podcast, because you had been traveling to Utah and all this stuff, much like you are this year.
Yeah.
It was almost my birthday and I had already almost met my goal.
Yeah. You were very close to your goal by the time I really, really started into it. After the concept of building it had started.
So
you were really close and you met your goal this year, that 40 pounds.
40 before 40. And did some other cool stuff and, you know, it was pretty consistent for the bulk of the year and, but we'll talk more about that as time goes on. And what about you? You had a couple of lofty goals.
I did not meet most of my goals, but the key was I did feel healthy for the year. I did like semi hit some goals. So that was fine. I felt good. It's the key.
And I think this podcast for both of us kept us aware and kept us kind of on track. Even if we did start to slip as people do, we had this accountability that we'll continue to have.
Yeah, for sure.
We have so much fun doing this.
Yeah. So just a quick recap of what we've done in this past year. So we had seven guests on.
Seven
whole guests. We just had Jesse and Dan on.
Yeah.
We had Becky and Amanda at the beginning. We had
Katie.
We had
Dr. Mike Pelkey, which really has the one that we've gotten a lot of feedback about in the best ways. It was a great episode. And I mean, all of the episodes were great, but this was so informative for people to have it from like science as opposed to just us chatting.
Us chatting and saying we're not doctors. We don't know.
Yeah.
And this will be our 52nd episode. We've done 52 episodes. We've been on the news
twice.
CBC and Global. Technically. So we're CBC Radio, CBC.
Oh, right.
News.
The website, the internet.
The intranet. And then Global News.
Yeah, the Global interview was so much fun, as were the CBC. Going into the CBC studio was excellent. Talking with Julia was excellent. The Global was a little bit different again because it was TV and she was here where we record. And so if you hadn't seen it, she like walks all around our space and
you get to see a little behind the scenes.
Yeah. You can see Isaiah's lightsabers and stuff in the background.
That was tons of fun. We've had lots of different topics. I think some of the key ones, sitting is always going to be a key one that we always come back to. That was kind of one of our first topics that we talked about.
It is, and it's the one I think people who don't struggle with their weight don't think about because it's such a normal thing to just find a chair and sit in it, and it fits.
It fits, yeah. We talked about diets and fads.
Yeah, and we've talked about being underweight and overweight and how a lot of that struggle is the same. We've talked about addictions generally. That interview with your cousin was really one of the most moving experiences of my life.
Yeah, no, it was that we've had some wild and awesome episodes in the last year.
We did a 5K.
Oh my goodness. We did a 5K. And if you didn't hear our CBC, we are going to do the 5K again.
I've already signed up and paid for mine.
I have not yet. I will. I'll get to it. But we also have some lowlights, I personally didn't make my goals, although I did maintain 300 around the last 3 months. I did slip a bit. What about you?
So I came out so strong at the beginning of last year and I was so consistent right up until late summer, early fall. And then I changed jobs and my life has gotten a lot different and a lot better because I'm much happier in what I'm doing day to day. Not that the other thing was bad, just that this new job is so much more on point. And I also have started doing a lot of other things. But this new job, as I talked about before, involves commuting to Fredericton.
Yeah.
And the thing that I had to give up because of the timing was the gym. And some would say, well, you make choices in life and you got to choose the things. And you're right. And so far I thought, okay, I just need to get through the next few months and then I have to figure out a plan. And I tried little things like making sure I walked every day, but then winter came on. And so lately in the last month or so, in particular, after I sprained my foot, actually, when I fell, took a tumble down the stairs, that's when it really set in that I feel like I've gained some weight back. I haven't checked and I don't know if I've gained it all back, but I've definitely gained some of it back. Cause I just, you can tell, I can tell, you can probably tell on the podcast. I can feel it here. And, and it's a, not a good feeling, as anybody who's done this before knows, it's not a good feeling. And we talk about how that's the weight isn't the be all and end all, but right now I'm not feeling good because I'm struggling a bit more with the walking. Yeah. And part of that is the foot injury, but I think that's just propelling what was already not feeling good. And so I'm being like, I've been this whole time, I'm being very honest and upfront about how I'm really not even like, we did that great interview with Global and I saw it and I thought it was a great interview. And I thought we sounded good and looked good. But then there were a couple shots where I was like, oh my God, look at my stomach. I look awful. And it's like, why are you beating yourself up for this? And I'm not, like, honestly, I am and I'm not. I can feel that fresh feeling of motivation again.
Yeah. No, that's same kind of thing for me. I know. My goal was for this last quarter was to be at 300 pounds and try and stay that down, which I've been doing for the last couple months. But I definitely, because of the lack of actually going to the gym, I definitely can feel it like in my back and in my knees a little bit. So even though I'm kind of maintaining that weight, I'm not as healthy as I want to be. So that's kind of, that's a push on I need to do to start getting back really consistently into the gym and start like feeling better is the key.
And as the reporters both pointed out to us, that's the thing about our podcast is that we're not full on success stories in terms of the numbers on the scale. We've had successes, but we've also had fallbacks and slidebacks. And that's because this is real life.
True.
And it's interesting. We received a comment on our page and neither of us have responded to it yet. And it was a good comment. And I read it a few times because at first I was like, up there here. But then I really thought about it. This was a person who was coming from a good place. Yeah. And what they said was, there is a silver bullet. All you have to do is go to the gym 5 days a week for an hour and a half each day and eat less than 2,500 calories a day. And he said, and then he talked about how, that's what's worked for him. And I said, and in my head, I was like, that's fantastic that that's worked for you. But one of the things that, and that was, I think he commented on the episode that Dr. Mike Pelkey was on with us, who the doctor said, what works for one person won't necessarily work for the next person for a myriad of reasons. And that was kind of the whole point of even what Jesse was saying is like, you've got to test things out and find out what works for you. Because like the medical community is doing, we've got to start thinking about this obesity as a disease that needs to be treated. And sometimes it takes more than one try of something to treat any kind of illness. And so I really thought about it and I was like, like I said, at first I was like, all right. But then I thought this is coming from a good place and I'm glad that that works for him. And yeah, he's probably right. If I went to the gym an hour and a half every day and also ate less than 2,500 calories a day, which I think I do most days anyway, of course you're going to see change. But for how long? And when you when you have this much weight to lose, it is a bit of a like running up that hill sort of situation. So Sisyphusian.
I think one of the key things though is the dedication, right? It is working towards whatever you're doing constantly. There is that kind of dedication you need to have to it, which we try to have all the time. And again, you're still going to have successes. You still have failures.
Absolutely.
But working towards a goal is always the key.
Yeah. Thing. I really wish that I could magically have the job I have and also go to my 5 p.m. afterburn class. Like that afterburn class was so pivotal for me and so good for me. I'm really Can you guys just move it to 6:15? Listen, Afterburn, if you could just do me this one favor, because it's about me, not anybody else. 6:15 would be great.
Yeah. So do you have any key highlights from this past year that you like? What was one of your favorite things we did this past year?
I loved the beer run. As much as I whined on the run itself. I think that was one of my favorite things that we did.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, the beer run was definitely a big one for me. I think one of our favorite episodes is when we did have Mike on.
Yeah.
I think that was a huge highlight for us. It was something we were working towards to get the third mic, which is kind of having a little bit of trouble last episode.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hopefully it's fixed by the time this episode comes out, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was a big episode for us in terms of topics that we spoke
of
on.
Of course. And I've also just been so appreciative of all the feedback we've gotten.
Yeah.
Mostly positive. From our friends, from our family, from strangers, and I think from each other's friends and family.
Yeah.
I know that my parents always say to me, or my mom especially will say, "How do I say it? He seems so nice. He's such a nice person." I was like, "Yeah, he really is."
All lies. No, I'm not. It's not true at all.
And like, I see members of your family commenting on our stuff. Yeah. Like, and so that's been kind of fun. It's been fun to have our friends on and talk in this kind of very real capacity and conversations that you may or may not have out in public, but to really get to ask those hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, for sure. So looking forward to this next year, when we definitely get through a whole other year of this, do you have any thoughts on goals that you would want to succeed on? As far as the podcast goes, do you have any ideas?
You know, we've got this little bit of success, for lack of a better term, in that we've gotten a little bit of attention in the last month or so that I really would like to capitalize on that and see that just grow our audience a little bit and see how that nets out. And I don't know what to expect. And I don't know what that looks like. There's so many people on this topic in the blogosphere, mm-hmm. the podcast sphere. And I don't know that what we bring to it, but I like to think we are a little bit engaging anyway, at least to the people who are listening to this right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, more guests, more people that we don't know who express an interest in the show, maybe. What about you?
Yeah, I definitely want to have more guests on this coming year. I mean, the 7 guests that we had for last year, amazing, super happy for them to be on. And I'm sure we'll probably have some of them back on again this year to talk. But yeah, I want to have more guests and definitely want to hear more from outside. I want to hear more from people maybe in the professional profession of either weight loss,
gym trainers,
that kind of thing. So we're definitely looking into that. I definitely want to have some of those on.
And anybody who deals particularly with obesity, as opposed to, because there is a difference between the person who's losing 15 or 20 pounds, whatever reason, over Christmas and over time. And that's tough too. That has its own ramifications. And then being, 100, 200 pounds overweight, that it is different. And because it's losing 20 pounds is an attainable goal.
Right.
Losing 200 without some kind of intervention, I like to think it's attainable, but it's, I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah, for sure.
And for it to also be sustainable, because there's so much recidivism. I don't know why I'm using so many four syllable
words today.
But there's so much backslide, and that's really unhealthy too, the up and down. So this time, even when I started last year, I was happy with this after that first 40, because taking that off just felt so good. Yeah. And it was the difference between being able to walk and not.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm starting to feel that like stiffness again. Anyway, I'm feeling kind of down actually, but it'll come.
It'll come back around. We're starting the year off, or we're into another year here. Yeah,
I'm going to turn 41 just after this episode airs, March 11th.
I'll be still in Utah when this episode airs.
That's right, because you're not back till the end of March. Right.
Yeah, behind the scenes. There's a few episodes we're pre-recording before.
Because I was thinking about guests of we're having Brian Godso on, and I can't remember. That episode will come out after this one. Yes,
that'll come right after this. That'll be next
week. That'll be an excellent episode as well, because he's a local comic, and I was on his podcast, and we with a two other comics, and talked about like teasing each other and stuff like that. So I'm interested to talk to him in a much more serious way.
Yeah, for sure.
Which you'll see after this episode. Aired.
Yeah, for sure. No, I'm really excited for what the year has to bring. I'm excited to see where we go with this. I think personally, from a personal goal, we've talked about it already before. We talked about our New Year's resolution episode. But I think it's not necessarily about the losing the weight this year. That was kind of my big thing last year, is I wanted to lose weight, and I set a very unattainable goal for myself. So I think this year is more just about being more active, getting to the gym more, getting that dedication of getting to the gym more, and then just feeling more healthy. I think that's the goal this year.
For me, I think my goal is reestablishing a habit again. And that, you know, after my initial goal last year, that was my goal. It was to get a habit, and I did it. And then I put a big wrinkle in it. So I need to reestablish a habit again, whatever that looks like. And when Isaiah's back from Utah, and you'll watch a bunch of episodes before that. But when you're back, I should have a habit reestablished. Otherwise, I really will have failed.
Yeah, when I get back, so that'll be March 23rd is when I fly back. So it'll be shortly after that. We'll have an actual full-on recap of what's been going on in our lives.
Yeah, who knows what'll happen.
Who knows what'll happen between then, and maybe we'll be not friends anymore. And no, hopefully not.
I hope not
either.
I can't imagine that happening.
No, God, no.
Why did you have to bring us down like this?
Listen,
I need to go eat something.
Reality. Reality checks. Come on now. But yeah, well, I'm excited to see what the future holds for us. The future is going to be.
Yeah. One of the things we've talked about in the past, I'm lumping this on you, and we had a discussion on, so this is our 52nd episode.
Yeah.
Maybe closer to our 2-year anniversary I think we should do something big and splashy for our 100th episode.
Yeah. We talked about doing a live episode for sure. That'd be interesting.
You talked about doing an internet live episode. I'm thinking bigger.
Oh, you're thinking bigger.
Yeah. I think we should do, and I'm throwing this out into the ether right now, and you edit this, so you can cut it if you want.
I'm not cutting it.
But I think for our 100th episode, which we're a year out, so next year, you'll probably be in Utah. we do a big splashy, rent a venue. Ooh. And sell tickets and have a show, and maybe invite some of our comic and musician friends to perform as part of it, and do a little bit of a variety show in conjunction with a live chat.
You are the business person. You get to do all that fun stuff.
No problem.
I will just make sure the equipment's good to go.
Please, yeah. And then if we work with a venue, the venue can work with that.
Oh my goodness.
I have a vision of renting the BMO theater, because it's a small enough venue that we could set up tables. Shout out to BMO. I have a vision. Of what this could look like.
So year out, you've got all you venue people, you've got a year to reach out to us.
No, they're not going to reach out to us. So we have to reach out to them. But if we really explode in the next couple of months, we'll get the Imperial Theater.
That is a lofty, lofty goal.
I know.
In a year, that is a lofty goal. I'll go with BMO or what's the Academy one? The Dance Academy. The one on Jermaine Street.
That's the BMO.
Jermaine Street, the BMO?
No, that's Princess Street.
Yeah.
What's Jermaine?
It's like a theater place. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Of course, the Interaction.
Yeah.
Where the Interaction is.
Interaction, yeah.
Maybe yeah, I know what you mean now.
Yeah, maybe that one. That one. Those are a little bit more realistic locations.
Listen, I'm not about realism, Isaiah. I'm about being a star.
Well, you are something. But yeah, no, if kind of thinking for future. If you want to be on the podcast, if you have ideas that you want us to talk about, let it reach out to us, put in the comments. Definitely let us know what you want to hear from us for the next year. And we'll definitely look at seeing what we can do.
And if you are in the celebratory mode and you want to send us a little congratulatory donation for it, yes, we got our microphone this year, but Isaiah has bigger dreams so that we can do more fun things, have better equipment. I forget what you said you wanted, but
cameras next.
New cameras next because we currently record on Isaiah's phone.
Yes.
And it's fine.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, we are beautiful.
Yeah, that's true.
We want to upgrade our camera next. And again, no pressure. And this is always a non-pressure filled thing. But if you want to send us something for our anniversary, feel free.
We have buy me a coffee. We also have an Amazon wish list that you can see. I put it up. If you're just like, I'll just buy it outright. The Amazon wish list.
We're open to that. I didn't talk about this. I have a gig because of this podcast with Eating Disorders Nova Scotia, where they're going to pay me a little bit, and I'm going to put it all toward that. So I'm even putting my own money toward it.
Listen, we got it. We're upgrading. We're getting bigger and bigger and better.
We're getting better. The show is getting bigger and better. We're trying to get smaller.
Yeah. We'll try. I am very excited to see where we go next. But any final thoughts before we wrap this 1 year anniversary up?
It's been a real pleasure doing this with you, Isaiah. I really value our time, and I'm glad that this gets us to hang out pretty consistently, which we didn't do previously. And I really enjoy doing this with you. How about you?
I love doing this podcast. It has been a pleasure for the last year, and I can't wait to see what the next year brings. For sure. I am super excited that we get to hang out on a semi-regular basis.
Even though I leave here and I'm like, I gotta go to the next thing. I'm really sorry. Bye.
Listen, I'm leaving for 2 months. So
this true.
Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at the Caitlin Dean on X, Caitlin Dean on Facebook. You can find me in other places too, but I haven't updated lately, if I'm being completely honest about it. And you can find us at Kate and Isaiah Living Large on Facebook. What about you, Isaiah?
I am at Maritime Brews on all of the social medias. And then, of course, if you are listening on Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you're listening to your podcast, if you want to see our pretty faces, you can check us out on YouTube. And if you are already watching on YouTube, if you can like, share, subscribe, and all that stuff, it does go a long way to helping out. But until next week. Bye.
Bye.